Radio.
The other day I was helping my 5-year-old niece with her religion homework. And in fact, this morning she rang me and said she got a gold star for the homework. So I thought, phew, I've got something right. But while I was working with her on this assignment or this little colouring in project, she kept being distracted. And so I kept saying to her, let's focus. We need to focus on this. And I think in a similar way, mothers find it easier to endure the pain of labour contractions, not that I can speak from experience, when they fix their attention on a focal point at the other end of the hospital room. And St. Paul today urges us to gaze on the face of Jesus, especially when pain and confusion threaten to rob our trust in God. The reality is that in life we all feel confusion, that feeling we get when the truth seems veiled. We may be facing a choice between two attractive or unattractive alternatives. We may be burdened by grief or guilt that makes it hard for us to remember how much our God does love us. We may see no way out of a difficult situation. Well, whatever challenge we may be facing, we can still become before God and focus on Him. And when we do, as Corinthians 2 reminds us today, the veil is removed. Things may not become crystal clear immediately, but as we keep our eyes fixed on Christ, we will gradually be changed. We will become more like Him. We will understand better how to follow Him. And gradually, we will come to a place of peace where we can move ahead in hope and trust. But sometimes I think we wait too long. And so I want to tell you today, don't wait for times of confusion to gaze on the face of Christ. I think it's important that we make it a regular part of our prayer life. Don't go into a particular situation just to seek clarity. Simply settle your heart on Jesus and seek to know Him more intimately from today. Then you'll find yourself more peaceful whenever times of confusion or difficulty arise in your lives. Maybe you can set aside some time to stop into this beautiful chapel while you're at work or here at study. Maybe a crucifix or an icon or a picture of Jesus in your home can become your focal point. Or maybe even a phrase from Scripture or a line from a hymn that helps you find God. Find what works for you and stick with it. Gaze on the glory of God and your hearts will be changed forever. Lord, many things are unclear to us. Brush away the cobwebs and help us focus on your love for each of us. Amen.
Radio.org.au